So, first of all, you say you're launching a very special appeal. Can you tell me a bit about your very special appeal, please?
Yes, indeed, yes. So at the Children's Trust, we've had to launch a special fundraising appeal in the next few months because of the COVID-19 outbreak. We are set to lose hundreds of thousands of pounds through the cancellation of a number of fundraising challenge events. And as you know, the London Marathon was cancelled, for example. And as such, we've had to identify various means of making cost savings, primarily by delaying a number of our major projects and so on. But of course, we're also having to reduce some of our services. And so we've launched this appeal in the hope that local supporters and far and wide help donate money to the Children's Trust. During this coronavirus crisis, the children we support need us more than ever. We've had to cancel social outings and trips, non-essential visits, but we're continuing to take referrals and support the NHS unblock their beds. Of course, a lot of the children that we want to admit are remaining at home because sometimes it's safer for them to be there in terms of isolation. So what we need is, because we're trying to support the NHS and unblock their beds, that's increasing our costs, and therefore we need more support more than ever. And that's one of the reasons we've launched this appeal.
So you recently got a grant from the Community Foundation for Surrey. Can you tell me a bit about what that money is being spent on?
They've been fantastic, the Community Foundation of Surrey. We're really, really pleased to get their support. Their funds are obviously going to be used for a number of things that we do. So although we've had to cancel day trips, we still need essential equipment and support towards the increased amount of personal protective equipment that we need. We have 17 children currently that are shielded and therefore are getting through something like 2,500 masks each and every week. So all of this costs money. So the grant will be used for that and just keeping our operations continuing.
So I see recently you've been rated outstanding by the Care Quality Commission. So congratulations on that. Can you tell me a bit about how you got that rating and how you feel about it?
Well, we're delighted to have received that outstanding rating from the Care Quality Commission. And that follows on from a similar rating from Ofsted Care. They did an aligned inspection back in January. So the fact that both of our regulators have rated us as outstanding for the second time in succession is great credit, obviously, to our doctors, our nurses, our therapists, our teachers, our carers. They are committed to working day and night to meet the highly complex needs of the children and the families we care for. And that doesn't happen easily. To demonstrate to our regulators, they are very robust in their inspection process. So this is about making sure that everything we do at every level is maintaining a quality and an excellence in the way that we approach our work. And for an external regulator to acknowledge that our services are outstanding is obviously a great thing for us, because it means that the Children's Trust, the children and the families that we support are getting a quality service and one that they can hopefully be proud of as well.
So I see you've got this magical music appeal going on. Could you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so we do our magical music appeal on an annual basis now, and music is a really important part of children's lives, actually. Whether it's play, whether it's music, they all love that. And so it's a way of bringing this relaxed environment as part of their therapy. Obviously, they're used to having physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, but music really brings that together. And so to run a music therapy session, it's around £35, and we want, so each year we have an appeal which actually asks people to donate so that we can buy a tambourine for a child to play. And it's really just making sure that we can ensure that music remains a part of their whole rehabilitation process.
So I've also seen on your social media that you've got nurses seeking accommodation around the Tabworth area. What sort of response have you had to that, and what sort of problem are they facing?
Well, we are aware that some staff will have family members that are symptomatic coronavirus, and they might have tested negative or they might be shielded. And so the risk of infection increases. So we've been looking at opportunities to allow, you know, key staff members to live in local accommodation, if they choose to, of course. And that will obviously help us maintain the staffing levels we need to keep the children safe. I'm delighted to say that actually we've had really good response from the local community, where people have stepped forward to offer facilities for some of our staff to stay. We do have some staff accommodation on site as well, but clearly some of those are already used by nurses and carers already. So this has been a real fillip for us, the fact that the local community has gathered in support of the Children's Trust, and we're really grateful for that. If listeners did want to donate to our special appeal, we would love that, and they simply visit the Children's Trust website at thechildrenstrust.org.uk, and we'll be grateful for every penny. Every penny really does count at this difficult time for everyone throughout the nation.